This is the Thursday, October 21st edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We got you covered with a variety of sports. Now that the NBA has returned, it's the sports equinox. So we'll get you in and out, though, in less than 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, alongside Anita Marks on this sports equinox. Anita, how are you?
I'm great. This is our first podcast together this season, Dougie. I'm excited.
Yeah, I know. A little bit of everything today. Obviously, the baseball playoffs continue. Dodgers down 3-1. Game 5 at Chavez Ravine. We got a little NHL as well. Golf going on. NBA. And college and pro football. But we'll start on the gridiron with the NFL. Look, this is why betting was invented. I mentioned it earlier. Browns, Broncos, you got Baker Mayfield's out. I mean, the point spread makes this interesting. Not that it's, you know, this lopsided game like we have a few on Sunday, but I can't imagine a lot of casual fans will want to watch this game unless fantasy and other interests. So I lean the Browns here. I think Baker Mayfield's obviously a good quarterback, but an injured version of Mayfield is the same as Case Keenum to me. So that's why I lean Broncos here. Not a huge play for me, though.
You mean you lean Broncos?
Sorry, I'm sorry. I lean Browns. I apologize. Right. Good catch. Yeah, I don't think it's a giant drop off from an injured Mayfield to Case Keenum.
See, I do like, I'm not a huge Baker Mayfield fan. Of course, on the field, I don't know anything off. I do like Case Keenum. I think Case Keenum is one of the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL, and the relationship between him and Kevin Stefanski, this is why he came to Cleveland, right? To be that backup quarterback, to step up in this role and to be able to produce. So I'm with you. I'm on the Browns side, -2, you know, looking around, that line's dropping, Doug, for whatever reason. I don't know. You get it 1.5. Listen, this is a revenge game for Case Keenum as well. Keep in mind his time in Denver, and John Elway and the fellas said, hasta la vista. Like I said, he's got a lot of success with Stefanski, lots of play action. One of the best in the NFL in regards to completion percentage and yards when it comes to play action. And the Denver Broncos defense, one of the worst in the NFL this season, ranked 24th in pass coverage against play action. And I buried the lead here. And I know it's a lot of talk about Baker Mayfield being injured, but Doug, Teddy Bridgewater's injured. And it's not just a foot. Earlier today, I heard that it's also a quad. So I was texting with Jeff Legwald, who does a phenomenal job covering the Denver Broncos for us here at ESPN. You know, he does believe that Teddy's going to start, but who knows, does he finish? Do we see a little Drew Locke tonight in this game? On top of that, 20 mile per hour winds expected. Teddy Bridgewater is not a quarterback that can push the ball down the field. And then he's got to go up against Myles Garrett, 8 sacks on the season. Jadeveon Clowney, top 10 in tackles for loss. I love the Browns here. I do. And at -2, and that line keeps on dropping. Man, give it to me all day long.
Yeah, I mean, part of my handicap is I've been very down on the Broncos after that 3-0 start. Everyone sort of wrote it off as just the competition they were facing. And frankly, they're right. They've been proven right so far. I'm not a big Drew Lock fan. So if he gets in there, that's better for me being on the Browns. Although the Browns are banged up too besides Mayfield, right? You got both running backs are out. The O-line's got some issues. So it's just like proceeding with caution here. What, you got any props for the people?
Oh, you know me, Doug. You know better than to ask me, do I? I've got my Cheesecake Factory. And let's rattle through them. And again, you know, as always, Tyler and I, whenever we host this podcast on Thursdays, like, this is our vision of game script. If you disagree with it, don't play my prop bets. That's fine. Yeah. But game script, I'm looking at unders for Teddy Bridgewater. Again, not sure he's going to complete all 4 quarters. So under 31.5 passing attempts, under 19.5 pass completions, and under 36.5 yards as his longest reception. Tim Patrick, only 16% of the target share. So under 3.5 receptions for him. I think it's going to be a heavy dose of running the football in the backfield for the Denver Broncos. So Melvin Gordon, over 56.5 rushing and receiving yards. Javonte Williams, over 11.5 carries. Cortland Sutton, I think it's going to be short and sweet for him, especially those 20-mile-per-hour wins. He's averaging 10 targets a game. So give me Cortland Sutton, over 4.5 receptions. Noah Fant, under 42.5 receiving yards. He's got a very difficult matchup tonight. And on the Cleveland Browns side, you said it, you know, you've got there are two starting running backs out. D'Ernest Johnson is going to get the start. And I think they're going to, you know, again, Stefanski and Case Keenum love the play action. So they have to establish the rushing attack. Over 59.5 rushing yards for Johnson tonight. So that's the one. There's some other prop bets out there that I like, but the numbers haven't hit the board yet that I'm going to keep an eye on. And that's Felton. That's the other running back in the backfield. He played wide receiver in college, and he's lined up as wideout 31 times this season. So I'm looking at the over in rushing and receiving yards for him. But again, that line hasn't hit yet. And I'm also, quick note here, I'm being told that Odell Beckham Jr. more than likely is out, but Jarvis Landry is in. So I'm reserving until that's finalized, that's confirmed. I'm reserving any prop bets in regards to the wide receiver core for the Cleveland Browns right now.
No, that's smart. You got to wait. And sometimes in the morning when we tape this pod, we can't pull the trigger just yet. Four games in college. The only ones I'm firing on is San Jose State at UNLV. Those who watch Daily Wager know I was on Utah State last Friday. It's my best bet for the weekend. Didn't get there. Rebels came to play. It is what it is, right? Like missed all three field goals too, and they only win by 4 instead of covering the 7. I'm on the Spartans of San Jose State laying the 4 down here at the Big Al Legion Stadium. This Rebels team is very limited. I like their running back, the Chuck Wagon, but if Brumfield's out and who knows what's going on with the quarterback position. I think they kind of left it all out in the field. I think San Jose State, disappointing season, yes. No Starkel, I know, but they should be able to cover the 4. Rebels are really dispirited. So I like San Jose State minus the 4. Lean Arkansas State plus 18 in the Fun Belt game, but can't get behind them again. I've lost a little too much on this Arkansas State team, although the talent is there. And you have some other plays as well, mixing up sports.
Yeah, in the NBA today, okay. I love Atlanta on the money line. You know, they're great at home, 21-6 straight up against favorites. And two prop bets in that game I like. Capella over rebounds. He averages 10-plus rebounds against Dallas last season, 9 of the 13 games he faced them. And John Collins over 15.5 points. To me, this is probably my favorite bet in this matchup, Doug. 33 points and 35 points he put up last season against Dallas. So John Collins over 15.5 points. Probably my favorite game today is the Miami Heat. Give me Miami Heat plus 2.5. I do believe they win outright. This is their home opener, right? Like Kyle Lowry's debut. Love it. Tyler Hero looked great in the preseason, just draining threes. So I do like the Heat. And last but not least, Golden State beating the Lakers. On Tuesday, 41% they shot from behind the arc, and they made 36% of those. My favorite prop bet in that is Jordan Poole over 20. I'm trying to see what the prop bet is here. I had it written down, but over points for Jordan Poole, it's 17.5. I'm sorry. So over 17.5.
There was a wide range. It was like between 17.5 and 19.5 against the Lakers. He got there thanks to a big second half. 20 was what he landed in the fourth quarter, but he really is better than that. I mean, he should be able to score all throughout the game. So I'm with you on that one.
And with Clay still out, it's probably my favorite prop bet in that matchup.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how the Clippers defend him because Steph went for the triple-double against the Lakers, but Jordan Poole basically is their second sort of option there, and he'll feel more and more comfortable. There's a lot of buzz. So it's interesting, both of those. So John Collins and Poole, their props on scoring points over has had a lot of buzz so far this year. So you're on it. I'm going to probably tail you on both of those, too. I think the Collins one's really interesting as well. But
I think that might be the best one out there tonight.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. It's funny. Twitter's been, it was buzzing on those couple plays there. So I think that pushed the Collins one from 14.5 to 15.5. Okay. Anita, good to do it. Run it through has been, like old times, if you will, like old times. Good stuff as always. And I will, best of luck to everyone on the Sports Equinox. A lot of options out there. So pick your wagers carefully. And for me, no play on the baseball game. Just don't trust the Dodgers right now with the pitching. I think Roberts kind of botched the entire situation in game two, going to Arias on his off day for that eighth inning. But best of luck, and we'll see you guys later. Daily Wager at 6 Eastern on ESPN2.